97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
How would you like your tax dollars being used to help try to re-elect a candidate who you can't stand? All his or her policies you think are absolutely terrible. You have no choice, and your tax dollars are being used to help try to get that person re-elected. Does that not seem absolutely asinine to you?
It does, that they're using public funds for it, to be quite honest with you.
I didn't know until yesterday that in several cities across the country, that is completely legal. Hit it, Ethan.
Your donation to our campaign is more critical right now than ever before. Let me explain. Thanks to LA's Supermatch program, every qualified donation from Los Angeles residents is matched 6-1 by the city.
6-1.
And so
if you donate $20 to Karen Bass's campaign as a citizen of LA, they'll give you $120?
That's how it works. And this is your, again, if this were where you were living, this would be your tax dollars. So it's not like you can say, actually, you know what? I don't support Karen Bass, so therefore I wouldn't like my money to be used as part of this match program. Doesn't work like that. And it's not like Los Angeles is the only city where this is going on. It's also happening in Berkeley and Evanston, Illinois.
All big liberal cities. Evanston, yep, is where Northwestern University is, just north of Chicago. Very affluent suburb of Chicago. And crazy liberal.
Okay, so this, by the way, this whole matching program in the city of Los Angeles is not new. This was set in motion back in 1990, but then they increased it. They expanded it to the 6-1 match in 2019. But what's so ironic to me about this whole thing is one of the reasons why they say that this is necessary is because they want to make the local residents feel like they can have an impact. They say they want to amplify the small contributions from residents, those donors, instead of the reliance on the large donors. Now, what do the Democrats happen to do when it comes to, you know, like, for example, Amendment 3? A lot of those are large donations from out-of-state groups, out-of-state people who have nothing to do with Missouri, aside from the fact that they have a reason to want, in this case, abortion to remain legalized.
Yeah.
It's so funny to me that that's one of the reasons that they want to do this.
I've heard of this before, and obviously, as you stated, the idea is to give the average Joe an opportunity to do some basic fundraising, and then the city would throw money on top of that. Usually it's a match. Like if somebody donates $20, then this fund would give you $20 for your campaign. Of course, you have to expect places like LA to supersize it, right? To make it 6 times. But the irony of that is, it's if I'm the taxpayer living in LA, it's my money. Here's my question, and this would be the only way I would even ever think that there was anything legitimate to this. Did this go on the ballot, or was this something the liberal city council decided on?
That's what I wondered. Like back in 1990 when this whole thing was set in motion or then expanded in 2019,
right,
did anybody get a vote on this?
It seems to me like a huge waste of taxpayer money. You either, to me, it's no different than a community having to subsidize a business to come in and work. Like I've never been a big fan of TIF financing, tax increment financing, because it allows the developer to keep part of the tax revenue that would have gone back to the community out of any development. In my opinion, if it's economically viable, somebody will build it. And if it's not, they won't. And if you have to give taxpayer money to somebody to lure them in to do a business somewhere, that's bad economic policy, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Now, the Chesterfield Valley is littered with TIFs. I mean, half the businesses there have been given tax increment financing, and it's been done in a lot of places around the area, and I think there's some limits on it now. But, how's this any different?
This is like those of us who are pro-life not wanting our tax money to be spent on Planned Parenthood. Why would we as pro-lifers want to be giving to an organization that is advocating and its pretty much entire business model is on murdering children, murdering babies? So why should I have to support somebody, some candidate, not of my choosing? who's like think about this. Like, think if there was like a Democratic socialist like Zohran Mamdani, and I don't know if this thing is going on in New York City. I didn't see that anywhere, but let's just, for argument's sake, say that it was. That would mean that you moved to New York City because your family goes there or your job moves there. You maybe that wasn't your first choice, but you go there for whatever reason.
Right.
And then your money is now going for a Democratic socialist candidate who wants to tax you up the wazoo and do all these terrible things that would hurt you and your family.
And their argument will be, but Kim, it's such a small percentage of our budget, it really doesn't matter.
I don't want a single cent of my tax money going for something like that. And that's where it really comes down to principle. It's not about the actual dollar amount, it's about principle.
So it makes me wonder if Karen Bass is facing a little more trouble than we think from the socialist who's running against her.
Ramen.
in this runoff.
Yeah.
Because for her to feel like she needs to go out and keep soliciting those donations, she must feel like that's going to be a tough race for her. She's seen these DSA candidates elsewhere win.
I guess. When I Googled it, it said when it comes to these 6-1 match programs, it says candidates typically must meet specific threshold requirements, such as collecting a minimum number of small local contributions and agreeing to strict overall spending limits before qualifying for public matching funds. It also says that there are limits placed on the maximum individual contribution amount eligible for the match. So, for example, it's saying it's $257 per contributor in Los Angeles. Very random number. It's wild to me when you, it's like there's just so much of our tax money that's spent in a way that we would not agree with and that it just flies under the radar, you know, and if no one sheds light on it, we just kind of go about our day not realizing how much money is being wasted or, I believe, being misused.
Yeah, I would agree with that. They do this in Illinois, not just in Evanston. They have fair election funds all over the place in Illinois.
It says it requires only $2 per resident per year to function, to create this pool of money, I guess, where they can use to match it. Yeah. And it says, this is the Illinois one, candidates who opt in cannot accept contributions over $500 from a single donor. But if they're matching it 6-1 and someone's donating, what, $499? That's a lot of money. They're really going to match that? Not match, 6-1 match it.
I think in a lot of these cases, too, because the presidential candidates, to some extent, can do this, or they can reject it, because if they agree to it, it limits the amount of money they can raise if they agree to it. So nobody ever agrees to it anymore, because they're going to get so many donations from these PACs and from outside money, I should say, or donations to PACs that support them with outside money. This is why the Democrats hate Citizens United decisions so much, because they feel like it lets too much money into politics. And they say that, and then they spend, what did I tell you, $16 million on Alexander Vindman in Florida, and he loses to a DSA candidate who raised less than $1 million. So you can't really argue. It's hard to argue with what happened down there. I don't know. That's crazy. Good luck, Karen Bass. You've almost developed your socialist utopia in L.A., it sounds like. Just nuts. All right, coming up here in just a couple minutes, I got to do something really fun yesterday. I got to go out and I got to go out and watch the BMW Championship out at Belle Reve. And I'll talk about that when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.